As the political struggle in Venezuela continues to make headlines, awareness is rising of the difficulties the people of Venezuela are facing each day. While this issue may seem distant for those at Robert Morris, members of our community have seen these troubles firsthand.
My name is Pedro. I'm from Venezuela.
Hello, I'm Maria Calcano, and I'm also from Venezuela, and I'm an RMU student.
Maria Calcano is a senior early childhood and special education major here at RMU. She originally moved to the United States in 2014, seeking a safe environment for her education. Around this time, Venezuela was seeing major shifts in their economy. People began to see a lack of medicine and food, which drastically changed the environment in the country.
I came here in 2014, and I didn't go back to Venezuela until 2016. And in that two-year frame, I was shocked because the country I left in 2014 looked totally unfamiliar, and it was dirtier. A lot of my friends had left the country as well. It just felt different. It didn't feel like home.
While Maria would like to return home, the opportunities for college graduates in Venezuela are nothing like the ones available in the United States.
All the benefits that you guys have here and everybody else in the world have, that after you graduate, you can get a job and afford to live on your own. There's no way that if I went back home, I would be able to live on my own or even get a job.
Additionally, the situation at home has not improved enough to have a comfortable living environment. According to Maria's friends, the situation isn't getting better either.
I still have a couple friends back home, and they say it's getting worse. And there's no food, as you mentioned, and medical supply. So we see how a lot of people that are in the hospital are being...
Dying.
Yeah, they're dying, but they don't have medicine, so... They're the ones that are being affected the most because even the doctors don't have the supplies to do the proper procedures.
Maria's father, Pedro Calcano, saw these changes firsthand. A business owner in Venezuela, he would travel between North and South America frequently. These trips weren't leisurely, as there were multiple dangers with traveling like this.
I am a U.S. citizen, so it's very delicate for any U.S. American, the U.S. citizen to go back and forth. There's a very high percentage of being kidnapped or having problems with what they call the collectives, the people that are organized to pick out people that have any kind of wealth or have any kind of a position. You could be in a dire situation.
The economy got to this point under President Nicolas Maduro. As oil prices began to decline, the economy began to fall into a death spiral. Food and medicine became harder to find, leading to starving and sick citizens. There is hope for the Venezuelan people. Juan Guaido was announced the true president of Venezuela in January of this year, after the elections were accused of foul play. Now leading a political revolution against Maduro, the people are pushing for democracy to return to the country. The U.S. has come under fire for supporting Guaido, but Pedro feels that this choice was necessary for the people of Venezuela.
Well, I don't understand why they didn't do it sooner. The Castro communist regime practically runs Venezuela, and I agree totally with the new scheme of things.
Pedro hopes that young people will value democracy and challenge it when it doesn't work correctly. With world awareness of issues like the one in Venezuela, future incidents won't happen.
It's terribly, terribly important that kids, this generation, appreciate democracy. What is democracy? That there's got to be checks and balances, and that's what happened in Venezuela, and it's happening in a lot of parts in this hemisphere. And you have to be real careful. You don't want to get a guy that's, how does a dictator get to be a dictator? Because there's no one overseeing what they're doing.
As for Maria, she hopes that the people displaced by the conditions at home will return and rebuild the country as a true democracy.
So I hope that everybody that's getting an education outside of Venezuela, when things get better, we all go back and help rebuild the country and bring all our inputs that we have seen all around the world and see how, if you have true democracy, it can work.
For RMU Radio, I'm Garrett Roberts.